This is Rhema for today.
Not a victory here, and then a group of defeats, and another victory. But he says always causes us to triumph. I want you to understand that this statement was made about men, common people, weak people, people just like you and I. But it's made about people who believe God.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Tomorrow is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Living Triumphantly Over All Odds.
Thank God for all of His blessings and His benefit. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. If you read the newspapers and listen to the radio and the television, and you follow the happenings of this world that we live in, we are made keenly aware that we are in a world that is bound for utter defeat and destruction. We are made keenly aware of the fact that man cannot extricate himself from all of the troubles and trials and tribulations that are around him. We began to realize that man is in a gathering storm that is waiting to explode and take him into eternity without God. We find that the political world meets. We find that the statesmen legislate. We find that we appoint investigating committees, and they've tried to find the cause and the remedy that will help us to extricate ourselves from the situation that we have put ourselves into. But the best minds from all over the world gather together, and they deliberate, and they do their research. And yet, when their conclusions are all done, there still remains that sense of dismal distress and awful uncertainty. Too often we see the council chambers of peace become the breeding ground for another war. The religious world finds its limitations also. The church leaders meet in great committees and great conventions, and then they pass resolutions that the church must return to a place of divine power and revival. And even as the resolution is read on the floor of the convention, everybody knows it's nothing but high-sounding words that will only last as long as the applause lasts in the convention center. And then as the applause dies down, everybody goes back to their routine the way it always was. You go to the great operating rooms of any great hospital that you want to go to, and you will find that the best medical minds that are there have been summoned with hope. But they all began to turn away and shake their head, and one by one they leave. The ones that were summoned as hope leave and turn away from a lifeless body that lays on the table. How pitiful and how weak man is. How his wisdom cannot help himself. How that we began to look and see that history is a long page after page after page after page of dismal failure and defeat. And yet, God has made a way. Natural man has his limitations. It's not with commendation that I speak, but it's to show the limitations that we as a natural person has. Thanks be unto God. There is a place of no defeat. There is a place where man can find peace, liberty, happiness. There is a place that man can become more than a conqueror. There is a place that even though there's failure on every hand,
even though there's distress, even though it seems that there is the darkness is overtaking him, there is a place, as the Apostle Paul has said in our text, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Man has found himself in a position that he cannot do anything with. Look at that statement. Always causes us to triumph. Not an occasional victory. Not a victory here and then a group of defeats and another victory. But he says always causes us to triumph. I want you to understand that this statement was made about men, common people, weak people, people just like you and I. But it's made about people who believe God. It's made about people who believe in how faith in a God that has said that faith has no limits. Faith brings you the reality in the midst of every circumstance that's screaming at the top of its voice, it shall never be. But faith brings you to the reality of victory on the other side of every circumstance, of every defeat, of every failure, of every disease, of everything that would stand in your way of success. God says you can always triumph in Christ Jesus. Paul and Silas in the Philippian jail, with bleeding backs, the prison door locked, and in the uttermost part of the prison, it looked like it was all over. It looked like it was finished. But they began to sing a song of victory. And as they began to sing a song of victory, every prison door was open. Every captive was set free. And the jailer was brought to his knees in repentance as he saw the miracle working power of God. Real faith always ends in the realization of victory and never defeat. Oh, it sounds too good to be true. And people will say, preacher, you better watch it. You're giving them too much hope. Remember, we live in a world where we don't know what may happen tomorrow. No, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow with the world. But I know what's going to happen with me. And you can know what's going to happen with you. Because the Word of God says that we always triumph in Christ Jesus. God is our source. The economic world may fall apart. The fuel industry may fall apart. Food may become in short supply. But I will never fear, because my God is here. And my God said, I will always triumph. It makes no difference what comes or what goes. It makes no difference what limitations they put on it. I'm talking about man, because God said differently. You and I need to rise to our full height spiritually. Spiritually, we need to become strong and have the backbone of a sawlog. We need to have a backbone of iron that stands in the face of every obstacle, that stands in the face of everything that shouts, It cannot happen. We need to stand strong with our face pointed toward victory and say, you say it can't happen, but God says it will. I always triumph, Paul said. Not an occasional victory. I always triumph. The world can't believe it. They only see the whipping post, the shackled feet, the iron prison door, and the darkness of the midnight hour. I don't care what prison you're locked in, whether it be the prison of financial despair or whether it be the prison of disease and sickness or whether it be the prison of spiritual insecurity and death. It makes no difference. You can be delivered. The world only sees the prison door, the midnight hour. It never hears. And if it does hear, it doesn't understand the song of victory in the midst of the midnight hour. The reason you are not seeing victory is because you're not singing in the midnight hour.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's 4-CD set titled Releasing God's Power Through Prayer. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Thanksgiving, A Continuous Flow. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Foundations for Faith. These three items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Can you believe our Christmas lights here on the campus are coming on? That's Wednesday, November the 27th at 6 p.m.
Right.
Oh, my. I can't believe it's going to be Christmas already. But you can go to rhemalights.org. You know, the pictures really do not do justice of what you have to come and see it in person.
They come from all over, from Kansas and Arkansas,
yes, Texas,
and all over. We saw some people up in Missouri here a while back, and they said that they come down every year. They make a trip down just to see those Christmas lights.
That's right.
And it's free. Of course, we do have some opportunities if you would like to
donate
to help us keep the lights going. That's available also. But they will be on from November 27th to January the 1st at 11th, from 6 p.m. on the 27th of November to 11:30 p.m. on the 1st
January
of January.
January the 1st. January, oh, my goodness, 2025.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.